Ellery Queen. In the interest of a safer American home, a happier American community, a more united state, the American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you Ellery Queen.
I dedicate this program to the fight against crime. Not merely crimes of violence and crimes of dishonesty, but crimes of intolerance, discrimination, and bad citizenship. Crimes against America.
The American Broadcasting Company presents a new series in the career of Ellery Queen, celebrated fighter of crime. As usual, Ellery invites you to match wits with him as he relates the mystery. And before revealing the solution, he gives you a chance to solve it. Tonight, Ellery's guest armchair detective, who will represent you home armchair detective, is Mr. McCullough St. John. And now, here's Ellery Queen himself, your host for the next half hour.
Thank you, Paul Masterson. And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For Dad, Nicky, the sergeant, and myself, this is a happy occasion. And to celebrate it, we're going to tell you a particularly unusual story tonight. I call it The Saga of Ruffy Ruck.
Ellery Queen, come in.
It's okay, I'm alone.
Something wrong?
Reno, I don't like it.
Hmm?
I don't like it.
Why?
No particular reason. Call it a hunch.
But everything's going great, Ellery. I'm in the mob with both feet.
I still don't like it, Reno. I'm pulling you out.
No.
Yes. We'll get Ruffy Ruck some other way. Pack your bag, Reno. You're going back west tonight.
That murdering bat got my brother Charlie in the back while I was in New Guinea. That sort of brings out my stubborn streak.
He'll get you, too. Look, Reno, I pulled a boner. This isn't going to work. I know. I feel Rux is onto you. Pack your bag, kid. Pack it and hit for home.
Uh-uh.
My hero. That Medal of Honor gone to your head?
It's a nice pitch, Ellery. But you can't scare me and you can't rile me. I'm delivering Rux.
I don't know why I love you, Reno. How's the street?
I'll have me a look. Mighty pretty.
No, Ellery, you better let me.
Okay. Clears my gal's conscience. Adios.
Reno, I... Yeah. Good luck, old man.
Thanks, old lady.
Reno. Reno, you whistle like a canary.
Ruffy Ruck. And Glitch. Hi.
Glitch, you sure yet?
Just getting in his bus, Ruffy. Bye-bye.
Oh, him. Yeah. Some gumshoe tried to pump me, Ruffy.
Make with a window, Glitch.
You can imagine how far he got. Say, how'd you Houdinis get in here?
Radio, Glitch.
Oh, the closet.
Yeah.
You got in while I was out for a bite. Hid in the closet. What's the matter, Ruffy? Don't you trust me?
Get his heater, Glitch.
Uh-huh.
Other side of the womb, we know.
Just like that. Give me about as much chance as you gave my brother.
Yes, we know. You were saying?
Of course. He's still trying to come.
Can't make it.
You're not kidding, Glitch. What I do now, Ruck? Bleed to death?
Now you'll receive my special canary treatment. Glitch, turn up that radio.
Glitch, you give it to me. Quick.
He'd give it to me.
Turn up the radio.
There he is, Ellery.
Just the way we found it, Maestro.
Get Ruffy Ruck.
Hey,
nervous, Ruff? He doesn't even know he's doing it, Bailey.
Doing what?
That music you've been playing, Ruffy, with those two silver dollars of yours.
Oh. My lucky buck, Sarge. Some mugs carry a Wabbit's foot, Inspector. Me, I carry my cartwheels. I once won these two babies up to 10 grand in Wien on the... I mean, I always carry them, see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, if that's all...
Rux?
Hi, Emily.
Rux, I've been watching you for the last 20 minutes. I'd heard about your two silver dollars, but I wanted to be sure.
It's no secret, Eloy.
You thought you left a corpse in that room today, Rux. But you underestimated Reno's will to live. Great little guy, Reno. He left me a message.
Wrote my name down, I suppose.
Yes. In a way. He found blood in his right-hand pants pocket where he'd groped for something. In his right hand, we found... one silver dollar, two silver dollars.
Well, the mug was from Nevada. They all carried cartwheels out there. Probably homesick. Is that all you got?
Wait.
Oh, you got some real evidence. Something they could hang on me in a courtroom.
Wait. That, Sergeant. Talk to the DA.
He won't touch it, Maestro. No case.
Not a chance on him, Dad.
No, Master, didn't you find
it? Not a thing.
Rux gets away with this one, too, sir.
Yeah. Do me a favor, Leo. Leave the two of us alone.
Come on, Viv.
Right with you.
Where are you going? You're walking out on us, Inspector? What are you going to do, Eloy? Get tough? Don't think it's a hard tally. I'm just too smart. Always play it safe. Always got an angle. Always lucky. That's Ruffy Wux. I'm so smart, I'm changing the scenery. I didn't know that. Yeah. I had my one in New York. Did all right for myself, too. No, I'll give some other yokels a break. I haven't not set the full freight for a week. I just had some unfinished business.
So have I, Rux.
I'm putting that one down in my book, Queen.
Rux! Hey!
Let him go, Ellery. We can't hold him.
Ellery, what happened?
My dad, I think I broke my hand.
Mickey Porter speaking, Ellery's secretary. Hi. Well, all this happened over a year ago while I was on vacation. When I came back to work, I found Ellery Wild. Ruffy Rux had quit New York. Disappeared. Ellery wanted to throw up everything and go hunting for him, but the inspector sat on him, and his hand was broken. But after a while, he cooled off, and another case came along, and that seemed to be that. But then, only a few weeks ago, Ellery and I dropped into Inspector Queen's office at police headquarters.
Morning, Dad. Sergeant.
Morning, Ellery.
Why, what's the matter?
Somebody die?
Ellery.
Yes?
Remember Ruffy Rux?
Rux? What about him?
Finally found out where he is.
He's in California, Maestro.
Poor California.
Dad, how do you know?
I had a call this morning from the Los Angeles DA's office. Seems a man named Google, victim of a gang feud, made a dying declaration naming Ruffy Rux as the man who shot him.
Oh, that ought to call for a celebration.
Yes, why all the gloom?
This Google shuffles off before he can make a face-to-face identification of Rux.
They suspect a man out there who calls himself Max Rozelle. If they can prove Rozelle is Rux, it's the gas chamber for our old friend. So, L.A. is asking for a file on Rux, and by thunder, it's gone.
Gone? From police headquarters?
How can it be?
Last month, Maestro, we suspended a police steno here for suspicious criminal connections.
Oh.
A blasted spy. Right in headquarters. Now, with Rux's photos, measurements, prints, and record missing, we can't help L.A.
Yes, we can.
Well, how, Maestro? Rux never served time. There was only one file on him in existence. That file was here. Now it's gone.
I'd send Vili or somebody out there to make a personal identification. But I can't spare a man right now.
I'll do it.
You?
Yes.
But, Ellery, that magazine commitment, you...
Yes, I'll have to clean that up first, won't I, Nicky? Dad, notify the DA's office. I'll be in Los Angeles in 10 days.
Rux will be tipped to that, son. That kind of news gets around.
Isn't he in the clear?
They couldn't hold him indefinitely just on suspicion, Miss Porter.
You might see to it you never get to the DA's office, Ellie.
I'll get there.
Los Angeles, watch your step. It's here now. You heard the man, Nicky.
Huh?
What's the matter with you? Why do you keep looking over your shoulder?
You see that tall fellow back there? He looks enough like you, Ellie, to be your brother.
Doesn't he?
You noticed him long ago.
Come on, Nicky.
California, here I am.
Nicky, stop here on the steps.
Hmm?
I want to see if he passes us. Oh, darn it, something flew in my eye. Dear, would you take it out? Here, use my handkerchief. Be passing us, Nicky.
If you'd only hold still. Just passing now. How's that? Did I get it?
Oh, thanks, dear. Yes. To tail or not to tail, that's the question. There he goes. Let's go.
You're nervous.
Oh, he's trembling all over.
Well, I'm nervous.
Then why didn't you stay home? Who's this?
Get your gun ready.
Oh, you bloodthirsty wench. Yes?
Miss Queen? Ellery Queen?
Yes.
McLagan's the name, Detective McLagan, L.A. Police Department.
Wow.
My orders are to get you down to the D.A.'s office in one piece, Mr. Queen. This way, sir. Car's right over there behind the hangar.
Thanks, Max. Oh, my secretary, Miss Porter.
Oh, how do you do?
Hello. Now I feel better, Detective McLagan. I really do.
Oh?
I was just shaking.
Yeah, Ruffy Rux is no bargain, miss. That is, if this Max Rozelle is Rux. Oh, right this way.
Oh, tell me, Max. How did you know I was Ellery Queen?
Huh? Well, I had your description, Mr. Queen. Here's the card.
Well, I don't have yours.
You don't? What do you mean?
Let me see your credentials.
Well...
No, no, keep your hands in sight. It's all right, Nicky. This fellow is an imposter.
Ellery, look out behind.
Hey?
Oh.
That's for the crack on the jar, Ellery.
Help! Help!
Got him in, Murphy.
I'll take the bait, Mac. Oh. Hey, Wolves.
If you say, where am I, Nicky, I'm going to put you right back to sleep.
Ellery.
How are you feeling, honey?
Oh, awful. I've had the ghastliest dream. It wasn't a dream.
You've recovered.
Oh, why's my head...
Chloroform. We were both given the dreamland treatment.
Oh.
Don't even know how long we were out. They've taken my watch away and all the contents of my pocket.
My purse.
Uh-huh. Ditto.
The man who hit you from behind had a jaw like a rock crusher, a face like a fig, and he pronounces his R's like W.
Mr. Ruffy Rux.
Well, that's what I thought. He's going to kill us.
I don't think so.
Oh, you're such a gentleman. Ellery, don't try to kid me. You're a minister, Rux, and he's got you just where he wants you, not to mention me.
Pretty nice for an execution chamber, wouldn't you say, Nicky?
Huh?
Well, not exactly the Devil of Wilshire, but not a dank, dark cellar either. And we've been treated very gently, barring the initial jolt. No, Nicky. Now, Rux is up to something, but it's not murder.
You hope.
I think.
Ellery.
Relax.
Be smart, Queen.
Well... If it isn't Detective McLagan.
You actor?
Go on in, Glitch. I'll cover him from here.
Just remember, Mac, it's my back. Yes. Here's in charge.
Glitch. Of course, Ruffy's torpedo when he isn't on the trigger himself.
He makes. And save me.
Come on, come on.
What are these? Arsenic sandwiches?
Shut up.
Whatever it is Rux is up to, Mac, you don't care for it.
We don't move. Come on, Glitch.
Yeah, dry off, Mac.
Sorry, Sister Ruffy. My horse around. Knock them both off and we can get out of
it. It wouldn't really be arsenic, would it?
Wait, Nicky. No, Nicky, don't touch the center.
Well, I could spit it right out again.
It might be dope. Now, if only I had something to open that door with.
You could fly out the window. There was a window.
Yeah.
Ellery, what's the matter? Quit stalking me.
Your hair.
My hair. Oh, I mean, it's all open.
Well, don't back away from me. Stand still, will you?
Ellery.
What?
You do this furious thing. You were both practically dead, and you're playing with my hair. Ouch.
You do have one.
One? One When what?
Bobby pin, Nicky. A bobby pin is going to pick that lock. Gangway.
You did it.
Quiet.
Be careful.
Here goes. All clear, Nicky.
There's the front door and it's open. Let's... Hurry, look, my purse. Oh, the darling.
And the truck from my pocket, even my watch.
Perfect, compact, it's all here. Perfect gentleman. They even left the newspaper for us, I see.
Well, that's an odd note, even in this fantastic business. Oh.
Oh?
Read this headline.
Ellery Queen clears suspect. Ellery Queen clears suspect. Notice Luke says Max Rozell is not Ruffy Ruck. But Ellery, how...
That fellow on the plane who looked just like me. While we were held here, my double showed up at the DA's office as Ellery Queen. No doubt with the contents of my pocket for identification and cleared Ruck. Yuck, yuck, exactly. Ruck's his revenge. Really very subtle for him. But in the last analysis, stupid. How can he make it stick? If he had killed me, he was very careful not to. Nicky, there's something more to this. Come on.
Are you the assistant PA in charge of the Google case, Mr. Protherick?
Yeah.
I'm Ellery Queen.
Oh, yes, come in. Funny question, Mr. Queen. You were here only yesterday. I was just cleaning up with this gentleman here.
Were you? And suppose I tell you, Mr. Protherick, that this gentleman here is Ruffy Ruck.
Oh, come now.
You're quite in error, sir.
Ellery.
I'm not even the ex-suspect.
You can pronounce his R's.
Ruffy, repeat after me.
Ruffy? My name is Harry Rozell.
Repeat. The red rabbit ran wrathfully across the rhinoceros's rear.
The red rabbit ran wrathfully across the rhinoceros's rear. Oh, this is ridiculous, sir.
You said you were smart, Ruck, and you are. Spent a couple of months with a good teacher of phonetics, and he's corrected your speech defect. Now you can pronounce odds correctly or not as it suits your purpose.
Mr. Protherick, what's this fellow raving about?
Queen, this is Mr. Harry Rozell, as he says. He is not our suspect.
I suppose he's his twin brother?
That's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, they're twins, all right. It's Mr. Rozell's brother, Max, whom we suspected of being Ruffy Ruck. That is, before you cleared Max yesterday, Mr. Queen. Bill, have Max Rozell come in.
Twins? No, no, it's too corny.
Corny or not, there he is.
Mr. Protherick, I'm really getting fed up with this one-on-one.
Hi, Harry.
Hello, Max. Mr. Protherick, this man is Ruffy Ruck.
If you ask me, Mr. Protherick, this man is crazy.
Queen, this is too much. Yesterday you told me Ruck is not Max Rozell. Today you say Harry Rozell is. Now you say Max Rozell is. Make up your mind,
if
will
you? Let me
I really must get over to the studio, Mr. Protherick. I'm on call, you know.
Yes, certainly, Mr. Rozell.
Wait, Harry, I want you over in my car.
Don't let them go, Protherick. Don't you see? This is all part of a plan to discredit my testimony, make me appear confused.
You seem to be doing that very well by yourself, Mr. Queen.
Oh.
Sorry about all this, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Come on.
Exit Mr. Ruck, laughingly.
And now, Mr. Queen, I don't know who this young lady is, but I'm really
take
very...
Take your paw off that buzzer, Brian.
Oh, see
here. You're going to sit there and you're going to listen.
It's incredible. An incredible story.
You don't believe me.
Why should I? How do I know you are Ellery Queen? This fellow yesterday said he was.
Oh, yes, that fellow yesterday.
And he looked more like you than you do.
Hollywood.
What?
I said Hollywood, Ellery. Actors, it's full of them. And a lot of them down on their luck.
Nicky, I could kiss you.
Don't strain yourself.
Of course, that's it, Mr. Protherick. The man who impersonated me can't be a member of Rux's gang. It's too coincidental. He was hired for the job because of the resemblance. Find him and sweat him and he'll tell you the story.
Find him? Where?
Do I have to do that for you, too? Try Central Casting over... Oh, wait a minute. No. No, not at Central Casting. Rux wouldn't leave a loose end like him flapping. No. I think it's quite likely, Mr. Protherick, that you'll find my impersonator in your morgue.
It was a lucky pickup, Mr. Protherick. If that old scow hadn't come along, or just that minute, this stiff would have sunk and stayed sunk, maybe for years.
Mr. Queen, I apologize. This is the man.
Of course, he might be Queen, and I might have murdered him. Hadn't you better call my father, Inspector Queen, in New York, Brother?
I've wasted too much time already. Bill.
Yes, sir?
We're picking up Max Rozell.
What, again?
This time for keeps. He's Ruffy Rux. That's Roselle House.
Lights are on, Ellery.
Stay back, Nicky. Who's that over there?
Where, what?
That man running away from the house, Brother.
Joe, get that fellow.
Hey, you, come back here.
No surprise possible now. Come on.
Queen, wait for us.
I've got to. Here's another one.
All right, hold it, boys. He's had enough. All right, turn that flash on him, please.
Why, it's the arsenic sandwich man, Glitch.
Rux is torpedo, Broderick.
You, where's Ruffy Rux?
In the house. He's holding on to Glitch. Door's wide open. Rux? Rux?
Glitch, where is he?
Right in his room.
Yeah? Rux, come on out.
Get up and up, Rux. Don't.
What's going on here? Police again?
Harry Roselle.
What's the matter now? Where's my brother Max?
In there, Harry, with three bullets in him.
Apparently nothing touched on the body, Queen. $1.79 in small change. A wallet stuffed with 50s and 100s. Certainly wasn't robbery.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I don't get it.
I think, Miss Porter, Rux was getting too smart for his own associates. This was an inside job, all right. Glitch, did you rub out Rux?
What do I look like? A hero?
You admit you found him.
I found cold meat, that's what I found.
Why was Ruffy Rux killed, Glitch?
Me, I don't know from nothing.
Well, don't all look at me. I didn't do it, although heaven knows I've wanted to often enough this past year.
Oh, have you, Harry?
Ruffy came out here. I hadn't seen him for years. Took over my professional name, my home, threatened my life if I didn't do just as he said. He killed that fellow Google, all right. And he killed that young actor he hired to impersonate you, Queen. My brother was a vicious killer, and I'd like to shake the hand of the man who rid the world of him.
Makes nice listening, Harry, but just the same, you had a darn good motive. Joey, get that fellow you chased?
Sure did. Get in there, you.
Well, if it isn't Detective McLagan.
So I impersonated an officer, okay, but that's all.
Max, when you kidnapped Miss Porter and myself, another charge against you, incidentally. You were one worried tough guy. Why?
I got a worrisome disposition, Mr. Queen.
You rubbed Ruffy out, Max. You didn't like this deal. He was getting too smart for you.
Prove it.
Well, one of you three pulled this job, and I will prove it if it takes me a year.
It didn't take that long, Mr. Brother.
Eh? What, Mr. Queen? What did you say?
If he said what I think he said.
Yes, Nicky. Now I know which one of these three committed the murder. And there, ladies and gentlemen, you have the mystery. Now, suppose you home armchair detectives and our guest in the studio compare solutions. Nikki, will you introduce our guest?
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest armchair detective tonight is McCullough St. John's, managing editor of Radio Mirror Magazine.
St. John's? Not of the Adela Rogers St. John's St. John's, Nikki.
Yes, Ellery.
I'll have to plead guilty to that one. She is my mother.
Well, if having such a famous mystery writer for a mother is any help, you may prove better than any run of the armchair sleuth, right, Mac?
Don't put me on the spot, Ellery. Any observer of crime knows that things are not always what they appear to be. I learned that much in six hectic years as a police reporter on the New York Mirror.
Well, that experience ought to be very helpful. Should put this right up your alley. All right, Mr. St. John's, tell me. Who do you think committed the murder, and then tell me why?
I think Harry Roselle. He looks like my man.
You mean Harry Roselle committed the murder and killed Ruffy Rux?
That's the way I see it.
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. Roselle is really Ruffy Rux, and his brother was a front for him.
Now, I'm not sure I follow. You think Mr. Harry Roselle is the criminal, and Max Roselle, the one who lisped, the one who slurred his R's,
that
was merely
right.
A front man.
That's right.
For the executive behind the scenes.
That's the way I see it.
I see. Now, do you have any concrete bit of evidence? One bit.
You mentioned at the police station that Mr. Roselle could have taken lessons from a speech.
That's your evidence.
Tutor.
Thank you very much, Mr. St. John's. You'll find out in just a moment whether your solution is the correct one. Now, here is Paul Masterson.
With the world picture what it is today, it becomes increasingly apparent that we must raise our level of citizenship. With this in mind, the American Heritage Campaign started last September 17th, the day of the 160th anniversary of our Constitution. The Freedom Train, carrying more than 100 of our nation's most famous original documents, is traveling throughout the nation with the message of citizenship for all to join in. Freedom demands that each of us carry out his duties as a citizen, to vote so that the best man is placed in public office, to take an interest in public issues, and participate in community, state, and national affairs. Let's all actively support our American heritage. Remember, freedom is everybody's job.
Give me a chance. Broderick, you yourself remarked when you examined the body that the man's money was untouched. A wallet full of 50s and 100s, you said. And you said there was $1.79 in small change.
Well, yes, Queen, so what?
If this were really the body of Ruffy Rux, you'd have found $3.79 in change.
Rux is superstition.
Right, Nicky. Broderick, the underworld and the police in the East all know, Rux has never made any secret of it, that he always carries his lucky bucks, as he calls them. 2 silver dollars. Never without them, he said so himself. But if Rux is never without them, then this is not Rux's body.
But it looks just like
his twin brother. Rux, I wouldn't try that.
Keep him alive.
Yes, this is Harry Roselle's body. After they left your office this afternoon, Broderick, Rux killed his brother, exchanged clothes and effects with the corpse, and no doubt thought he'd pulled his smartest coup. By taking over his respectable twin brother's identity, he escaped all possibility of conviction for the murder of Google, the dying man who had named Rux as his assailant.
Fellow's out of his head. Ruffy couldn't pronounce an R to save his life, and you hear me, run, read, Harry, Ellery.
I suggested the answer for that before. You had secretly had your speech defect corrected so that now you can pronounce R's either way.
Don't try it.
Yes, Ruffy. You had all the angles, all but one. You held on to your two lucky silver dollars. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're in your pocket right now.
Search him.
Ellery, are they on him?
Ladies and gentlemen, you have the solution to our mystery. Thank you again, Mr. St. John's, for serving as our guest armchair detective this evening. And as mementos of this occasion, I have for you a copy of my latest mystery anthology, The Queen's Awards, 1947, and a subscription to Ellery Queen's Mystery Magazine.
Ellery, what's on the blotter for next week?
Well, next week, Paul, we're going to try to pick a potential killer out of a rather large number of suspects.
How many suspects were there?
10,000.
Huh?
Listen in next week to the curious case of the man in the street. This is Ellery Queen saying goodnight until next week and enlisting all Americans every night and every day in the fight against bad citizenship, bigotry, and discrimination, the crimes which are weakening America.
All names used on this program are fictitious and do not refer to real people, either living or dead. Among the members of tonight's cast were Larry Dobkin, Herb Butterfield, Alan Reed, Virginia Gregg, Louis Van Ruten, Jack Petruzzi, Charles Steele, Paul Fries, and Jack Webb. Music by Rex Corey. Direction by Dick Woolen. Now, here's a special program note. For laughs, don't miss tonight's Willie Piper Show, the delightful comedy of what happened on Thanksgiving to one family, including one father-in-law. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
Stay tuned next for Candid Microphone, the entertaining program that brings you the frank reactions of people when they are caught off guard. WJZ, New York's first station.